with a two-back system. That's like the wing T version of eight-player football there also.
Two receivers split wide in each direction now. Cole Simmons comes in at quarterback. Another high snap. He's forced to corral it, and therefore he'll be dropped in the backfield. Oh, he got away from the pressure, but the third wave and the third man through takes him down for a loss, fourth and long.
He broke four tackles, and that's four of the best all-engage tacklers out there. That kid is tough. He's small, number 34 there, but full of heart. That's a sophomore, 5'5", 185 pounds. About my size, just about 30 pounds, a little bit heavier. That's all muscle out there, though.
Guaranteed he can play a little better than you could, though.
And I got 30 pounds of a little pot belly here, so the wife likes it.
Fourth and long coming up here for the Eagles. They'll be forced to kick it away. Going back deep on this punt return will be number 37.
Kaysel's got to find a way to bring that snap down. We're in that spread formation also.
Like the 34, David Binder.
Follow roll. Just to about the 30-yard line as well, it will stop.
Sure, it'll stop.
Nice little punt there.
First and 10 now for the Olengage Bulldogs coming up. Their second possession of the afternoon. First one resulted in a touchdown. See what they can do here. First play from scrimmage was a touchdown. See what they can do here as the rain starts to fall once again.
And this is the first, second offensive series. Remember what Olengage did in the first offensive series. Real quick score there from Quinn Smith. Let's hopefully the Caseville Eagles defense made a little bit of adjustment there to focus on Quinn Smith.
And if you're the Bulldogs, you just keep feeding it to Smith. Keep it on the ground. You've got the wind at your back if you do decide to throw something through the air.
And right in front of him for the lead block is number 32 for the Olengage Bulldogs. Also, Adam Redford, got to give him credit there.
And it is Smith on the carry. Quinn Smith on his feet, breaks free once again. He's at midfield. He's at the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Quinn Smith.
Back-to-back first plays on their second, on their offensive series there. And on the first play there, Quinn Smith once again breaking a tackle. It looked like he almost had him there when he gained about 2 yards there, but he did the little spin move there and just darted his way down the right sideline.
Back-to-back 70-plus yard touchdown runs for Quinn Smith, a 74-yard to open up the first play from scrimmage on their first drive, and now a 70-yard touchdown run on their first play in their second possession.
Right now it's 14-0, 3:54 in the first quarter of Olengage leading 14-0 against the Caseville Eagles.
And the two-point conversion coming up here as everyone comes up to the line. Jake Wright, the quarterback, splits out a pair of receivers to the right, one to the left, one back in the backfield. That is number 32, Adam Redford, and Redford is into the end zone. The two-point conversion, good. This is high school football on Cruise 102 FM. We'll take a 60-second break, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
What's the matter, sports fan? I see. You're stuck at another boring family function on game day, huh? Ouch. Tough luck, fella. All you want is your easy chair, a cold drink, and the big game on your big screen. Well, you may be stuck at little baby What's-Its birthday party, but you can still stay in touch with all your game day action. Huh? Because you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular has 41 4G LTE towers in the thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. That's right, access to the latest sports scores faster than your favorite wide receiver. Is right. With 41 Thumb Cellular 4G towers in the thumb bringing you those kinds of speeds, it's like you're at the game.
Woohoo! Honey? Honey? Honey?
Huh?
Who are you talking to?
Head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Welcome back to Caseville High School. It is 16-0. The Olengage Bulldogs have the lead over the Caseville Eagles.
Quinn Smith getting both touchdowns for the Olengage Bulldogs. Like you said, Rick, on the first plays of each offensive series, 70-plus touchdown runs.
You know, as I was getting ready this morning to head out the door, I threw together two scoring summary sheets because I thought I might need them, and so far, about a third of the way down my first one here. So
I think if Caseville can try to, you know, prevent themselves and put themselves back offensively, you know, the high snap didn't help. They can try to get in the end zone here. We'll see what they can do on this third offensive series.
Cole Simmons on a low line drive kick fields it at the 40-yard line and brings it up to about the 45-yard line. That's where the Eagles will have it first and 10.
And this time back kick, that kickoff didn't go too far there. So a good field position here for the Caseville Eagles at the 45-yard line, their own.
First and 10. 3:47 to play in the first quarter. 16-0. Olengage with the lead. Eddie Fury, Rick Lazar with you on a wet and windy Saturday afternoon in Caseville. nationally the college football day of the week.
And Michigan State playing today.
Michigan State playing Purdue. That you can hear on the AM station right now. But we encourage you to keep it here and listen to us as Cole Simmons takes the first play from this from the quarterback.
Once again, a tackle there by Ben Good on defense for Olengage. Getting a lot of work there up on the defensive line there. Coming about under 3.5 to go here. 16-0 Olengage with the lead against Caseville.
Cole Simmons with a pickup of a yard on the play. Second down and 9 coming up. Miller, the quarterback, up under center. Two backs in the backfield behind him. That is Simmons and Lepic. And the handoff goes to Cole Simmons once again. And Simmons will pick up a yard on the play. Second and long coming up.
Ben and Dan Good with the tackle there. Pro engage on defense.
Third down at 7 for the Eagles.
Coming under 3 minutes now in the first quarter.
While sitting on the Caseville 48-yard line. Need to get to the Olengage 45 for a first down.
About 7 yards away for that. So.
The Eagles come up to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers split wide in each direction, and Cole Simmons, who's had some troubles with some high snaps in previous drives, in at shotgun at the quarterback position. Drew Lepic goes in motion. He'll get the handoff, and Lepic promptly jumps in the backfield for a loss. Fourth and long coming up here for the Caseville Eagles.
Ben and Dan Good doing good on defense once again with the tackle in the backfield. A loss of yards there.
How long did it take you to come up with that one?
I was waiting to use it.
Fourth down and 12 here for Caseville. 2:10 to play in the first quarter. They trail 16-0. Third possession of the afternoon, and this will be first possession ended on downs. The second one on a punt, and this one here, barring some sort of disaster, will end in a punt as well.
He'll punt right that from the 30-yard line. Is that where he'll get it?
Yeah, Brendan Jankowski, a nice punt that gets hung up in the air. Quinn Smith back deep and touched him, and then it bounced right to him. He'll field it at the 35, and the ball comes loose. It's on the turf, and the Bulldogs fall on it near the 35-yard line.
That's where the wetness factor comes into play here. Quinn Smith maybe trying to do too much there, but the Caseville Eagles had, I would say, about four or five Eagles there closing in on Quinn Smith there.
Ben Good fell on the loose ball at the 35-yard line, saving the possession for the Olengage Bulldogs.
And that is something that the Caseville Eagles have to do. You know, they're small size here, but they can be sneaky. Pop that ball out because Quinn Smith only hanging on the ball with one hand. In this type of weather, you want to cover that ball up.
First and 10 here for the Bulldogs. They're up 16-0. So we make our way to the minute and a half mark of this first quarter. One receiver split wide in each direction, and they'll run out of the I formation. They'll hand it to the first man through. That's Adam Retford. And Retford will pick up a couple yards on the play, second down. That breaks the consecutive back-to-back touchdown runs on opening plays from scrimmage.
Cole Simmons, a good wrap-up on the tackle there, hanging onto the legs and not letting the size pull him down. But Cole Simmons, a complete player out there on defense also, so I really like that tackle.
Second down coming up here for the Bulldogs.
That's a good tackle because he tripped him up on the legs there also, so he just hung on and not let him slip away. Maybe that's something you got to do with Quinn Smith. Instead of tackling him up high, grab his legs.
These are some very tall players. You got Ben Good at 6'5", Binder at 6', Quinn Smith 6'1". You've got Jake Wright, the quarterback, 6'3". It's a very tall athletes here at Olengage. In fact, Wright is back to throw, looking, and the pass going to be completed. It's Ben Good making the reception in Caseville territory at the 45-yard line.
And that's been Good slipping and falling on his back and able to concentrate and bring that ball down.
So our first pass of the afternoon for the Bulldogs ends in a first down. It's on the Caseville 45-yard line as we are now under a minute to play here in the first quarter, 16-0 Olengage.
This is the third offensive series here for Olengage, scoring on the first plays of each offensive series that they had in the first two.
One receiver split wide in each direction. The handoff to Quinn Smith. Smith with running room on the left side. Penalty marker comes flying in as Smith is forced out of bounds at the 40-yard line.
And that's the key thing here, Rick. Caseville at not allowing Olengage to score on the first play once again in this third offensive series. So we're seeing a little bit better tackling out there.
We've got a clipping call. Is it against Caseville? I did not see who it was against. Well, it's going to be a clip against the Bulldogs.
They've already had about four or five penalties on themselves on defense and now on offense now.
Well, that'll back them up. Here is we have 30 seconds left to play in the first quarter. 16-0 Olengage.